Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. Now, to help overcome feelings of isolation in the early days of the pandemic in 2020, Strathbogie Council launched the Strathbogie Story. The project linked the community via storytelling and helped many connect to loved ones outside the region via free Strathbogie Story postcards. The Strathbogie Story now looks to the future, continuing to meet talented, inspiring people and sharing why they believe they are a must-see tourist destination. Now, part of this is the Rock Your Senses Strathbogie Shire podcast, which give a unique insight into the region. The council partnered with podcast producer Storytowns, who provide tourists and other people in an interactive geo-located podcast tour. Now, they've got a series of podcasts that focus on different towns in the Strathbogie region, and I thought I might play perhaps one of those for you each week, and we're going to kick off today with Euroa. Enjoy.
Now you're not far from Euroa, and as you drive closer to the little town, you're going to notice all the old, beautiful buildings. About halfway between Melbourne and Albury, Euroa is also Cali country. Ned Kelly robbed the National Bank in Euroa in December 1878. Then there's the Euroa Inn, the oldest building in town. And this is where Ben Gould was staying when he allegedly helped the Cali gang rob the bank. Built in 1857, you'll find the old Euroa Inn on the corner of Tarkham and Goba Streets, opposite the Friendlies Oval. And funnily enough, Euroa is also the birthplace of Aussie sporting legend, cricket great Merv Hughes. There's no Merv statue in town, but maybe one day they could have a giant Mo. Shirley Saywell wasn't born in Euroa, but she's now a prominent member of the community. You know the type, salt of the earth, the lifeblood of the town. Well, if something's happening in Euroa, chances are Shirley's involved. Her relationship with the town is actually a beautiful love story.
In 1976, I was a little New Zealand teenager who was coming to Australia to make my fortune, because in those days that's what all Kiwis did. You came across the Dutch. Australia was the land of milk and honey. I came here with my sister, and we were supposed to stay for 6 months and save up and get to Europe. And I say, I fell in love with a bloke and I didn't get to Europe. I got to Euroa. Oh, wow.
Shirley was looking for Europe, but she found Euroa instead. It's a unique name, and if you're wondering where it comes from, it's an Aboriginal word meaning joyful. More than four decades after Shirley arrived, she's now the co-owner of local transport business Brady and Kibble. She's also the president of the Euroa Environmental Group, a founding member of Strathbogie Inc., and she was part of the strong campaign to save the Strathbogie Forest. And when COVID hit, Shirley started an open food network, Strathbogie Local, and she built this from the yard at her business, Brady and Kibble, to support local supplies. And I wondered, Shirley, does she ever sleep? Because she also told me she's the president of the Euroa Arboretum. I had only one question. Arboretum? What's an arboretum?
What is an arboretum? An arboretum is, it's like a tree zoo. There's a range of arboretums, but ours is a celebration of all the local, what do you say, vegetation that was once in our region.
Oh, yeah.
So we basically have a site that was donated to the community that shows the vegetation types that were across the Strathbogie ranges, you know, before they were cleared. We showcase the plants, but we also grow them so that if you want to restore or revegetate your property, you can see what it would have looked like, and you can also purchase the plants there. So we run it with some paid staff, but lots of volunteers. So, you know, a good social environmental enterprise.
As well as checking out the Arboretum, Shirley has some great tips for what you can do while you're in Euroa. You can maybe even solve a couple of mysteries.
They could drive up to Mount Wombat, which is really close, and that gives you a 360 panoramic view of the region. Or if it's warm, they could go to Gurram Falls or Polly McQuinn's. Ooh. Fabulous swimming holes. Polly McQuinn's has a little bit of a myth attached to it. Polly was a Welshman who apparently drove his horse and dray across the bridge. It collapsed, he fell in, and they never found his body. So they say Polly is, you know, has never been depthed. Of course, there's a bottom to it, but, you know, local myth is there isn't. And the other local myth, you can go up to Bogie and look for the Black Panther, and it's even painted on the telephone exchange up there.
Now, something a little easier to find in Rowa is a cold beer. And if that's what you want, make sure you head to the North Eastern Hotel, which you'll find on the northern side of the railway line.
It's the coldest beer on tap, and I've argued that we only had Carlton Draft on there for like a good 10 years. We just had the one tap. I always equate it to like a running river. If the river's running regularly, it's the cleanest, coldest water. But I'd like to think it's at least the best within, you know, within the state.
That's Finbar Murphy. What a name. Who, with his sister Jane, runs the Northo as well as Seven Creeks Hotel. On the corner of Tarkham and Foy Streets, the Seven Creeks is a stunning structure. Inside, there's a grand piano, and the beer garden out the back is just as spectacular.
Every person that comes into the beer garden thinks it's the best. I don't know if they're just being biased because, you know, you're standing next to them, but, you know, the beer garden really is one of the best in the state. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but it's a really beautifully kind of appointed pub, and the food's great.
Yeah, so don't leave town until you've tried the famous Murphy's Fine Irish Pie, which has been on the menu at Seven Creeks Hotel for 25 years. The beef pie, which comes with a delicious creamy mashed potato and green peas, was created with the help of celebrity chef Ian Hewitson, who's a good friend of the pub.
That was our mum's... Yeah, they were friends from years ago, and they made that pie together. But it's been on the menu for years, so if anyone's ever kind of stuck for something to eat on the menu, I would say, have the pie.
It's a ripper. At the foot of the Strathbogie Ranges, Euroa is not a big town. It's home to about 3,500 people, but it does produce some premium products, including lamb, wine, honey, and olive oil. In fact, Shirley Saywell's partner, who's from Switzerland, says the olive oil in Euroa is better than anything he's ever tasted in Spain or Italy. And if it's music and entertainment you're after, make sure you head to the Old Flour Mill on Kirkland Avenue, a building that's 150 years old. It's now known as Northern Republic, a name that has a Ned Kelly connection.
Apparently he wanted to start up the Northeastern Republic, and Northeastern Republic was too long. So Northern Republic it was.
That's Adam Palmer, and he is the co-owner of Northern Republic, which is a restaurant, wine bar, and Euroa's live music destination. Adam, well, he started the venue with Cal and Janelle, and they owned Avenel's famous Bank Street Pizza. So you know that the pizzas are going to be good here also. And they are. And Adam is just as proud of the live music they offer. Adam and his partner Danielle absolutely love music. In fact, they met at the Meredith Music Festival. As well as booking the bands at Northern Republic, Adam also launched the inaugural Euroa Music Festival in March 2021.
We discovered this beautiful natural amphitheatre that I'm not sure anyone knew that Euroa had. So just nestled behind the Memorial Oval is some of the biggest gum trees you'll see in Australia. And there's a nice natural sloping hill that runs down to the creek with two massive trees. So we thought we're going to put the stage there and lit up the trees at night, and it was just, right off.
The first festival, well, it was a bit of a hit. So Adam is already looking forward to the next one, as well as many more great bands at the Northern Republic. Euroa rocks pubs and picnics. I'm Jared Pickford. This has been a Storytowns production in partnership with the Strathbogie Shire Council. For more information, just click on the information under this podcast profile. You'll see the little I button, and you can find more there. Thanks, everyone.
Nicholas Creations are your local independent renovation specialist. We are a full home renovation company specialising in bathroom and kitchen renovations. Nicholas Creations are in the business of making your ideas and dreams come true. It starts with a plan and design to know what you want to achieve. We then put your plan on our design package, coordinating your project. We prepare a virtual 3D tour of your project. Once you fully appreciate the design and make sure it works for you, we will present a total package and then project manage from start to finish, giving you more time to spend with the ones you love. So why not give us a call on 0413 753 130 or check out our website at nicholascreations.org.au.
1FM sponsor.
Fig Jams on Central. At Fig Jams on Central, you'll find family-grown and naturally produced varieties of fig-based jams and other products, including fig syrup. They sell direct to the public and also welcome any wholesale inquiries. Fig Jams on Central is at 215 Central Avenue, right next door to Gattuso Transport, Shepparton East. Open every weekend, Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Fig Jams on Central. Yum!
Station sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. I've been around tractors for many years and myself and the girls in the office can help you with tractor parts. We supply new parts for Ferguson, McCormick, Ford, Fiat, New Holland, Sami, Lamborghini, Landini, Deutz, plus others. We also buy and sell used tractors and supply all orchard equipment and vineyard equipment. So call me, Daryl, on 0428 235 000. I will repeat that, 0428 235 000.
1FM sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area, complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more. This over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.